Money FM 89.3, the best of your money.
Well, hey, it's a solo edition of Market Watch. I'm all yours today. Share prices generally affected by two types of news. One has to do with a company's fundamentals. How is it performing? What are its profits? And of course, the other category affecting share prices, so much broader. It's anything that could impact the overall market sentiment. And this includes the economy, interest rates, and geopolitics. Well, this morning, we have plenty of news from both camps as tensions escalate in the Middle East and companies begin to report first quarter profits. We'll take a look at both of these, starting with earnings. Banks are in focus with JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo opening their books over the weekend. The three banks have at least two things in common. Do you want to guess what they are? Well, the earnings of all three have come in above expectations, but the share prices of each bank dropped on Friday. JP Morgan Chase was the worst hit. Let's take a closer look, shall we? JP Morgan Chase netted more than $13 billion from January to March. That is 6% higher than a year earlier. The bank's profits have been boosted by its takeover of First Republic during the banking crisis last year. Its trading revenue has also come in strong. JP Morgan shares fell 6% on Friday, though. So, question is, why did investors sell off? Analysts say the main reason is forward guidance. The bank is forecasting net interest income of around $90 billion this year, which sounds like a lot, but it is essentially the same as the bank's previous forecast. Investors were hoping for a more bullish projection, and when they didn't get it, they sold off. JP Morgan shares are still up 7.5%, though, since the beginning of the year. And if we take a broader step back, they're up more than 30% over the past 12 months. Yep, 30%. Let's turn to Citigroup and Wells Fargo now. Citi's profits fell 27% from a year earlier. Wells Fargo is also reporting lower profits due to a decline in net interest income. The drop at Wells Fargo, though, not as steep. The numbers at both companies still came in above expectations. Shares of Citigroup fell 1.7% on Friday. Wells Fargo lost ground as well. Analysts are recalibrating their outlook for the banks amid new expectations that U.S. interest rates will stay higher for longer. Despite the selling on Friday, Wells Fargo and Citigroup shares both still up about 15% since the beginning of the year. Now, if we take a look at the week ahead, more than 35 S&P 500 companies are on deck to release their earnings reports. This week, we'll have more details about the health of the banking sector as Goldman Sachs opens its books tonight. Bank of America and Morgan Stanley report on Tuesday in the U.S. Netflix, United Airlines, Procter & Gamble, they also have earnings announcements this week. All right, let's turn now to geopolitics and conflict in the Middle East and in Europe. It was not a quiet weekend, to say the least. Iran launched some 300 drones and missiles at Israel in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes on an Iranian embassy building in Syria on April the 1st. Most of the missiles were intercepted by Israeli air defenses, as well as by allies, including the United States. This is believed to be Iran's first direct attack on Israel, though the two countries have been engaged in a shadow war for years. Markets are on edge amid real concerns of a wider regional war. Iran says it's concluded its military operations. A major question mark now is how Israel will react. Some Israeli officials calling for a tough response. Others are urging restraint. U.S. President Joe Biden convened a meeting of the G7 overnight to condemn the Iranian attack and warn against the risk of escalation. And that really is a key question for markets. Are the Iranian drone and missile attacks an isolated event or the beginning of a larger conflict? SPI Asset Management's Stephen Innes points out that Iran signaled its intentions before the strikes and that it may have been playing to a domestic audience. Fortunately, there were few casualties, which may lessen the likelihood of an escalation. Innes adds, though, the situation remains fluid and headline risks remain. Now, if we look at the market response so far, cryptocurrencies took a hit on Saturday, falling about 9% as news of Iran's attacks first broke. According to the market website CoinMarketCap, one of my favorites, analysts say that the crypto sell-off may have been a proxy for other markets as crypto trades around the clock, whereas major stock markets were closed over the weekend. Now, the impact in the currency and commodity markets have so far been largely muted, I'd say. During times of uncertainty, investors look to safe haven assets. So keep an eye on the price of gold and Japanese yen. Gold is already in the midst of a major rally. It is currently trading around $2,378 an ounce after hitting a new all-time high on Friday, hit $2,448. The yen trading at around 153 to the US dollar. That's a record low. The Middle East was not the only site of conflict over the weekend. Boy, do I know about that. Ukraine launched drone attacks on Russian oil refineries with the help of artificial intelligence that guided their navigation. AI also credited with maximizing the drone's impact. The Ukrainian drones hit 18 Russian refineries. JP Morgan estimates that some 670,000 barrels per day of Russian refining capacity is currently offline due to the drone strikes. Oil traders so far taking these attacks in stride. A barrel of Brent crude is trading north of $90. West Texas crude selling for $85. All right, folks, it's time for Up or Down, the solo edition. And you can, of course, play along at home. It's just so much more fun. First up, let's look at Apple. So what do you think? The iPhone maker. Is it an up or a down this morning? Well, Apple was the Dow's biggest winner this past week. This is the first time since November that Apple has topped the weekly charts. Apple's also expected to release a new AI-related upgrade for the iPhone 16 Pro. So those are both reasons to give Apple an up. If you're looking for something to temper that call, you don't have to look pretty far. Apple's iPhone shipments fell nearly 10% during the first quarter of the year. Next up, let's look at Tesla. Tesla cutting the subscription price of its FSD, full self-driving package, for customers in the US. Now, this might sound like an up. After all, lower prices are good for consumers, could boost sales. However, Musk has previously pledged that the price of this autonomous driving driver-assisted system would only go up, not down. So prices of the full self-driving package were expected to rise as Tesla added new features and functionality. So I'm going to give Tesla a down this morning because that hasn't happened. All right, hasn't happened yet. I'm going to give Tesla a down. All right, let's look at LinkedIn. Are we connected on LinkedIn? We must. Okay, I'm at Michelle Martin Radio. That's my Instagram account. At LinkedIn, I'm just Michelle Martin. There you go. If you use LinkedIn, you may start seeing more influencer-related posts. LinkedIn is now letting advertisers pay to amplify posts from users, particularly those with sizable followings. The Microsoft-owned social media network is taking a cue from TikTok and Instagram, where influencer marketing is big business. On LinkedIn, the influencers will be known as thought leaders. Kind of on the fence with this one. I've been, you know, feeling like LinkedIn is looking increasingly a lot like Facebook and Instagram. You know, why dilute it? Let LinkedIn be LinkedIn. Let it stand for something. But I expect it will work out well for LinkedIn. So I'm giving it an up. Our first entry this morning, our last, I should say, takes us back to Singapore and Mapletree Investments. Now, Mapletree Investments is spending £1 billion to expand its student housing portfolio in Europe, in North America. It's acquiring nearly 8,200 new beds across 47 cities in the US, Germany, Canada. So I'm going to give Mapletree Investments an up this morning. Alrighty. Get my screens in order here as I swivel to local markets right now. The Straits Times Index lost ground Friday, falling 0.3%. Finished the week pretty high though, much where it started, 32.17. There were a lot more decliners among the blue chips and gainers. Now, the worst performing member of the Straits Times Index was Yangtze Zijiang Shipbuilding, which fell more than 6% as investors took profits on the stock's recent rise. On the other end of the table, Jardine Cycle & Carriage, by far the best performing SDI constituent this week, jumped 9% after receiving a buy call from Citi Research. Let's take a look at the clock. We're 18 minutes into the local trading day. Happy Monday, everybody. Okay, I'm going to check in on the STI for you. It is trading down. Singapore stocks down by 0.94% to 3,186. Our last word today belongs to Beyoncé. Have you listened to her latest album? It's called Cowboy Carter. Might want to check it out because it's Beyoncé's first foray into country music. Singles, let's see, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. I just want to click my boots just saying those titles. Beyoncé's impact really being felt far outside the music charts. Louis Vuitton has unveiled a new American Western line of products. Sales of country Western boots are up more than 20%. By the way, if you want to invest in boots, you might want to check out a stock called Boot Barn Holdings. An analyst at Williams Trading has upgraded his rating on Boot Barn and raised his target price for the stock by more than $30, which implies an upside of, let me think, about 12%. Now, in addition to cowboy boots, some analysts think blue jeans and other Western-style clothes will also get a boost from Beyoncé. This is the influencer effect, don't you think? Beyoncé, by the way, is originally from Texas. Yeah, so she has a natural link, right? She's the first African-American woman to have a number one country album. Boy, that strategy paid off.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.